Behemshech, in reference to the earlier installments, where the Rebbe discusses in unusual expressions in regards to the Golos, we continue now with installment number 5, discussing an additional Sicha from the Rebbe, Shabbos Parshat Tzav, Shabbos HaGodl, right before Pesach, in the year Tov Shin Mem Beis. It was that year that we heard, and we read now in the Sichas, interesting, unusual expressions in regards to the Golos. It was very obvious that this was a conversation going on between the Rebbe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Rebbe says that when Yidden find themselves in Golos, when darkness covers earth, and in particular after the difficulties and trials and tribulations of the Golos, it is understood that every Aveda, every initiative, every deed that is accomplished through Yidden, they bring about a nachas ruach, a special pleasure to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, surely, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to their tefillahs when they say, Ad Mosai Oshanto Bisfilas Amecha, which is in Tehillim chapter 80, verse 5, which means, until when will you fume at the prayer of your people? And this means that Yidden are tired from all the difficulty of the Golos, as it is mentioned in length in this chapter of Tehillim, Hechaltem lechem dima tisimeinu modin lishchaineinu veiveinu yilago lomi. You fed them bread of tears. You have made us an object of strife to our neighbors. And our enemies mock to themselves. And this is similar what the Rambam says in Hilchos Tshuva in regards to the judgment of the nations, that they will be judged, that Yidden were enslaved in Mitzrayim 400 years, although this was based on a decree of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And there's also a difference in opinion between the Rambam and the Raivet. Nevertheless, Mischaye b'din yodom u'b'din shamayim al rei b'chirasi, that although it was destined earlier as a decree, but nevertheless, the person who does the damage is obligated and needs to pay for it, for the negativity on which his choice is based. And the Rebbe says the main thing is that although HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the decree for Gzeiras Golos, Yidden do not listen to this Gzeira, but instead they convert Golos to Geula. As it is known, mentioned in Chassidus, that the word Geula means Golos. The word Geula means redemption. The difference is the Aleph. When Yidden place the Aleph, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, into world, they convert from Geula that it should be Geula, redemption. And the Rebbe sums it up that after all the explanations that there are in regards to the general union of Golos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to reveal the potential, the unique potential that is found by every individual Yid. Yidden scream, Ad Mosai, Vifal is Ashir, what's the limit? We're already in Golos more than 1900 years. And Al Pi HaTeira, a father is not permitted to hit his son, who's already over Bar Mitzvah. As it's also mentioned in the Rambam, Hilchas Mamrim of today, and the Rebbe says this is even by 13 years old. Surely when we're speaking about the general nation of Yidden, since Yitzias Mitzrayim and Matan Torah, they became a goy godel, as mentioned earlier, adult. Nevertheless, the Golos continues in a longer time, more than the 1900 years. Ukemaymer Azal, and as our sages tell us, kolokol akitzim, all the deadlines for the Golos to end have passed. This is already mentioned in Gemara, in the Talmud, and surely in our time. And what it says, that it depends on tshuva and repentance. Surely every yid has repented in the full way. And as the psak din of the Rogatchover, the sigh of a yid is avedas tshuva. So the Yehiratzen, the Rebbe concludes with the bracha, that it should be the will of Hashem, that instead of the arguments of Yidden in regards to the difficulty and the length of the Golus, we should very soon merit to the true and complete redemption through Mashiach Tzidkenu, Miyad Hein Nigolin, now, Rebbe says, immediately, Lemata Masorat Tvachim, in this physical world, Bimheir of Yomeinu Mamesh, very soon in our days.